USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the Midwest and Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Meantime, several tornadoes were reported on Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. Roy accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was on the campaign trail this weekend.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Well appreciated. We are USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than six and
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tec noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Three people are dead after two firefighting helicopters collided in midair in Riverside, California. The crash happened around 7:30 last night. The three people who died were a Cal Fire division chief, a Cal Fire captain, and a contract pilot. One of the two helicopters that collided did land safely. The other helicopter went down, killing all three people on board. This all took place near the site of a 20-acre wildfire that erupted about an hour prior to the crash. The deadline by the Regional Bloc Economic Community of Western African States, known as ECOWAS, was yesterday for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president. But the West African Regional Bloc that has threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. The July 26 coup adds another layer of confusion to West Africa's Sahel region that's struggling with numerous military takeovers. Simone Biles is back. The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics on Saturday in the U.S. Classic in Illinois. It's her first competition since 2021. Biles performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the night. She beat several of her former Olympic teammates and easily qualified for the nationals later this month. It is National Lighthouse Day as we celebrate the structures that have comforted travelers throughout the centuries. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.